So we'd like to share with you this morning a chanting Shacharit service, morning service. This is a model that those of us who've been doing contemplative retreats together have created as a way of, it's not meant to be the a statement that this is the way one should pray. This is a particular form and approach to prayer that we think fits well in a contemplative retreat like this, in a mostly silent retreat, in a retreat where we're trying to cultivate the witness quality and recognize just how overloaded with words and concepts our minds are. Nevertheless, we have in our tradition there are various approaches to prayer, and this is not meant to replace per se any other approach or anybody's belief in how prayer should be. So if you're if you have your own personal prayer practice that you need to honor, if you clearly we're not using all the words that are in a prayer book, so if you feel like you need to be yotze in your davening, feel free. You have a couple options, but feel free. We're going to be doing introductions to some of the chants and then chanting, saying words over and over. And then there'll be silence between each chant. So one possibility is in the silent space, you can pray quietly to yourself, but you can do any of the prayers that you'd like to and try to fit that into the, we're going to follow the general flow of the morning service. Or you could do some of your prayer practice in that first sitting period at 6 o'clock if you want to just pray so that your yotze, you could do it then. So that's for each person to decide. And so the form that we are using is using fewer words and a lot more repetition of words, sort of in the style that one might call a mantra in contemplative practice. So saying words over and over, using that form to bring our attention to a particular object of focus, which is the words, rather than just be lost in our own thoughts. So there's still a move away from just thinking, to using language to bring the mind to a particular point. And in that practice, then the words become the object of focus as opposed to the sensations in the body or the sensations of the breath. And you can still use that contemplative form so that as you're doing the words, if your mind starts to wander off into thoughts or comments or plans, notice that when the attention moves away from the chant, if that's what happens, and then bring the attention back to the chant as an object of focus. The first chant we're going to do is the first chant on the chanting sheet. It's a melody that Rabbi David Zeller put to some words that the Chernobyler Rebbe said. And I like starting with this because it frames, it's a prayer practice. It's for me, it introduces the prayer practice, which is to start the day off paying attention to what this sense of an I is, the words, halo chai ani, am I not alive? But then there's a question, what is this aliveness? Umahu achayut sheli. What is this aliveness? We can all directly experience it, and then using this as a way to move us into our day to explore what is the relationship between that aliveness, which we can directly know, and me, and the divine. So it raises the question. And because I don't know if I'll introduce this chant anymore, I want to say one more thing about this chant and the way I work with the language, because I think language is so critical in terms of how we see the universe. I'll speak more about this tonight. And so even in the very exploration of, okay, this aliveness, here's this aliveness, what's the relationship between this aliveness and the divine? It seems to me it makes a huge difference if you say, who is this aliveness that I am? Because if you start to explore who this aliveness is, then you look for who answers. And it shapes the search right away. So I'm going to change probably in the English and in the Hebrew and sometimes say, what is this aliveness? And then it's a whole different search when you say, what is this aliveness? Even though you're just exploring aliveness. One morning I was teaching this with Sheila, and she said, I started saying, how is this aliveness? Because I think, and especially in a contemplative practice like this and with mindfulness, maybe that's really the key question in terms of the exploration. We're sort of exploring how aliveness manifests. And again, all those you can see, they all lead to a different search. So I'm going to play around with those words in Hebrew and in English. Turns out in Hebrew, the Chernobyler was probably a great Rebbe, but he didn't know Hebrew grammar. The Hasidim didn't know Hebrew grammar so much. So actually it should be ma-hi ha-chayut shali. So I'll probably say ma-hu and then switch to eh-hi. And for those of you who know Hebrew, you might want to make the grammar correct or not. Yai di 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 aloha yani. Yai di 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 aloha yani. Yai di 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 aloha yani. Chayani. Umi hu ha chayut sheli. Uma hi ha chayut sheli. V'yechi ha-chayut sheli, halo ha-bore yitbarach. Yai-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di, I am alive. Yai-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di, I am alive. Yai-di-di-di-di-di-di-di, I am alive, I am alive. What is this aliveness I am? And how is this aliveness I am? Who is this aliveness I am? Is it not the Holy Blessed One? Yai di 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 di, hallo chayani. Yai di 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 di, hallo chayani. Yai di 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 di, hallo chayani, chayani. Umi hu ha chayut sheli, v'yechi ha chayut sheli, uma hi ha chayut sheli, halo ha bore yitbarach. Yai di 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 di, I am alive. Yai di 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 di, I am alive. Yai di 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 di, I am alive, I'm alive. What is this aliveness I am? How is this aliveness I am? Who is this aliveness I am? Is it not the Holy Blessed One? Yai di 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 di, hallo chayani. Yai di 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 di, hallo chayani. Yai di 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 di, hallo chayani, chayani. Umi hu ha chayut sheli, v'yech hi ha chayut sheli, uma hi ha chayut sheli, hallo ha bore yitbarach. Yai di 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 di, I am alive. Yai di 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 di, I am alive. Yai di 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 di, I am alive. I'm alive. What is this aliveness I am? And how is this aliveness I am? And who is this aliveness I am? Is it not the Holy Blessed One? Yai di 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 di, hallo chayani. Yai di 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 di, hallo chayani. Yai di 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 di, hallo chayani, chayani. In the silence, either keep the words going of the chant or you could just use this silent space now to explore aliveness right at this moment. How is aliveness manifesting? Well, the basic work of mindfulness that we'll be doing in this retreat is to constantly explore the present moment, what's happening in the present moment, how is the present moment unfolding. There are a few practices that we can add to that that help support mindfulness, and one is cultivating wholesome mind states that are more willing and able to pay attention to what's happening right now. So we'll chant, we can cultivate a sense of thankfulness just with the words Moda ani or moda ani, masculine gender, feminine gender. You can choose whichever gender you'd like. And so we're boiling down this morning prayer for today just to the first two words of it. So, thankful am I, moda ani or moda ani.
Moda ani. Mode, mode, 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 ani. Mode, mode ani, 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 mode, mode ani. 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 Thankful, thankful am I. Mode, mode ani. 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 Mode, mode ani.
The next chant we're going to do together is chant number 2, Shvitiya Lenegdi Tamid. Place Yudhe Vavhe before me at all times. And in our practice here, for most of our formal sitting time, when we offer this instruction or this inspiration, Shviti Yudhe Vavhe Lenegdi Tamid, we're really talking about bringing our attention back to this very moment, to the body, to the manifestation of Yudhe Vavhe in this breath. And yet, I think just as human beings, as Jews, and as people who are learning to teach this practice, one of the things that we're also doing sort of out of the corner of our eyes as we are practicing mindfulness in a very intensive way is really exploring the mystery of that relationship that Jeff called last night the ineffable. I think that's what we have all been doing for thousands of years. We have this deep, deep resonant sense of a relationship with something that is completely mysterious, that we are unwinding, unfolding, that we are in relationship with. I think that the people probably who've sat in this hall and prayed and chanted have also been doing exactly that same thing. And I think it's a tamid thing. It's something that we do all the time, and we challenge ourselves to open up to and to recognize, to wake up out of our slumber that is not doing that. And I just was so moved by Sheila's sharing with us her comforting exploration of, I think, exactly that. How to open up and be in relationship with this mystery. And I think the second chant as well that we just did, you know, what is this aliveness? Where does it come from? Whose is it? So while we are practicing mindfulness moment by moment, we're also joining with a tradition of exploration of the ineffable, of the mystery that is both unique to each and every one of us and completely shared and common to all of us. Shviti Yudhe Vavhe Lenegdi Tamid.
Shviti Havaya Lenegdi Tamid. Shviti Havaya Lenegdi Tamid. Shviti Havaya Lenegdi Tamid. Shviti Havaya Lenegdi Tamid. Shviti Havaya Lenegdi Tamid. Shviti Havaya Lenegdi Tamid. Shviti Havaya Lenegdi Tamid. Shviti Havaya Lenegdi Tamid. Shviti Havaya Lenegdi Tamid. Shviti Havaya Lenegdi Tamid. Shviti Havaya Lenegdi Tamid. Tamid, Tamid, always Havaya. Shviti Havaya Lenegdi Tamid. Me and Havaya, Havaya and me. Shviti Havaya Lenegdi Tamid. Shviti Havaya Lenegdi Tamid. Havaya, Havaya, Havaya Tamid. Always turning, always changing, always turning, always changing, in and out and in and out, empty and full and empty and full. Shiviti Havaya Lanegdi Tamid. Shiviti Havaya Lanegdi Tamid. Shiviti Havaya Lanegdi Tamid. Shiviti Havaya Lanegdi Tamid. Body and feeling, knowing and being. Shiviti Havaya Lanegdi Tamid. Shiviti Havaya Lanegdi Tamid. Havaya, Havaya, as opposed to me. Shiviti Havaya Lanegdi Tamid. Havaya, 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 Havaya. Yud Hey Vav Hey. Shiviti Havaya Lanegdi Tamid. Shiviti Havaya Lanegdi Tamid. Tamid, 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 Tamid. Always, always, always unfolding. Shiviti Havaya Lanegdi Tamid. Shiviti Havaya Lanegdi Tamid. Shiviti Havaya Lanegdi Tamid. Shiviti Havaya Lanegdi Tamid.
So in a moment, we'll do chant number 9. Nafshi cholat ahavatecha. My soul, this nefesh level of soul, yearns for your love. Ana elna rafanala. Please, God, please heal her, please. So these are words that are part of Yadid Nefesh. But I like to chant them at this point. We're moving through into this morning service, where for those who are moved by the Jewish mystical tradition and the using the four worlds that model that comes out of the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey, four parallel planes of reality, all one, not separate, just like big mind and small mind, they're not separate. There are these four reality planes, four ways that being is unfolding. And on that sheet we had the first night, if you look at it, you don't have to look at it now, but if you look at it, you see the mystic said there was a name for each one of those levels, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and Chaya, related to the Hey and the Vav and the Hey and the Yud. So Nefesh was a code word of soul or spirit that has to do with being in a body, being an embodied being. And so I like using this chant because it has the word Nefesh in it, and it captures some of the essence of what it's like to be an embodied being, the relative truth of that. From that relative place, we, as Joanna was saying, we want to be in relationship with the ineffable. We move through the prayers, we get to the place at the end of our prayers where we are the ineffable. We move past the relationship model and we enter, in some ways, in the Amidah, it's as if the divine is speaking us rather than we're not speaking to the divine. So that we move from this place of the relative sense of separateness to a place where there's no separateness. So here in the relative separateness part of the prayers, it's very much I, me, mine language too. It's my nefesh. My nefesh is yearning for love. Or also in this section of the prayers, yesterday we chanted, Elohai Neshamashna Tatabi, my God, this soul that you gave to me. So there's sort of God out there and me in here, and we move in a relationship model. Later, by the time we get to the Shema, in the third world of prayer, it's not so separate. It's not me anymore. It's not Elohai. It's Eloheinu. It's our God. We're praying from a collective place, so there's less separation. Praying as a collective. But here, we're still in that place of separateness, and that is what it feels like to be in a body, having the experience of life through this body. This body is yearning for connection. Nafshi cholat ahavatecha. It's yearning to feel the love. It's yearning to feel this reality that there's something more than just this apparent separateness. So we can chant with that in mind, that we're trying to connect to the love. And the healing we're asking for is that the love should manifest. Not that there's no problem with having a body. We're not trying to get rid of it. We're just wishing and hoping and praying to be in relationship with the rest of existence. And that relationship is a request for love. So, Nafshi cholat ahavatecha, ana elna refana la. 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 Nafshi cholat ahavatecha, ana elna refana la.
soul yearns for your love. Please, God, please, to heal her, please. Nafshi chola avatecha na ilna refana la. Nafshi chola avatecha na ilna refana la. Nafshi chola avatecha ana ilna refana la. Nafshi chola avatecha ana ilna refana la. Nafshi chola avatecha ana ilna refana la.
The next chant that we're going to do is Elohai Nishamash Natata Bi Tahorahi. My God, this Nishama that you have given me, she is pure. So I love starting with I am alive and thankful am I. Because when I am present, and when I'm open, and when I have the capacity to be clear, I can be in touch with that aliveness. I can be in touch with that thankfulness. And those are qualities that link me to others, and those are qualities that bring me close to the source of all creation, And so they're brightening, and they're opening, and they're enlivening, and they're peace-promoting. All of the things that I think we're about in this practice, about allowing to unfold from within us. And they're actually already there. So this line, this soul, this neshama that we have, she is pure, is the promise, is the reality. And in Sheila's lovely talk last night, I think she really referenced that this practice that we do is a purification practice. We just sit down and we rest. We rest here. And slowly but surely, the brightness that is intrinsic, the brightness that is part of our connection to God, the brightness that's part of our connection to each other and to this earth and to the quality of aliveness and gratitude is just allowed to shine. So over the past year, I've been intensively studying different trauma treatment programs. And over the past couple of weeks, we've been studying two particular forms, and both of the teachers, the experts in those fields, have come in and have instructed everybody in the group is a therapist other than me, and has talked about how when the client comes in, the thing that you have to do is connect with that place within them that knows and sees and feels its own capacity for wholeness, because it's there. It's there. It's just a matter of reminding them and allowing it to be drawn forth. And so that's what we're doing both in our moment-to-moment mindfulness practice, and that's what we're doing here in our morning davening. Elohai neshama shenatata bi tahorahi.
Elohai neshama shenata Neshama shenatata bi. Pure is Nishama. Shanata. Be. Nishama, shenata.
We're going to chant one word, hallelujah, hallelujah, and just try to feel that rolling around in the mouth, hallelujah. You know, it's a very ancient word. Back in the Hebrew Bible and the Psalms, it's filled with that word, hallelujah, and that word has been sung by Jews, Christians, I suppose, through all the years, there have been people in all circumstances of their lives, in the most extraordinary circumstances, the most difficult, the most exalted, have found the wherewithal to continue to return to that word and all that it signifies, which is really all that we've been saying again and again and again, that capacity to receive, to know, to bless, through it all, just the wonder of being alive, really. We're going back to the beginning, back to being alive. To be alive is enough. And it turns the mind, as we've been saying. It moves the mind. It sweetens the mind. To open the heart, you almost have to open your heart to open your mouth to actually vocalize hallelujah. And without preference to what's arising, to the force of gravity, to the morning coming around again, all the things of life, to this ache and pain and this kvetch and this complaint and this irritation, as well as to just what it is to have a mind, a heart, to be fed by the earth, the animals, the birds, the air. So we take it, it's a sound that calls upon energy, breath, the inner cell chants, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, praise Yah, praise Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
So we're in the world of the heart. The next chant we're going to do is chant number 14. You don't need the words if you know the davening, but just to bring your attention, we're going to do Lev Tahor Birali Elohim, a heart that is pure, that's clear, created in me, Elohim. I love the teaching that our friend and colleague James gives about this verse. So it can be read in four different ways. The first one is Lev Tahor Birali, a beseeching Please, God, create, form in me a pure heart, a clear heart. The second one is Lev Tahor Barali Elohim, that it's already given, it's already there. God has created within me this clear, radiant heart. Lev Tahor Barali. It is, in fact, this pure and clear heart that gives birth to us, creates us. Lev Tahor Birali Elohim. And it is this pure and clear heart that gives birth to God.
Lev Tahor Birali Elohim Veruach Nachon Chadesh Bekirbi Lev Tahor Birali Chadesh bekirbi Al tashlicheni milfanecha Veruach kadshecha Al tikach mimeni Cast me not away From before you And your Holy Spirit
So we've moved from the aliveness of being in a body and the nishama, the breath that's in that body, all part of Birkat HaShachar, into the second world of the prayers with the Hallelujah, which introduced the Psukei Dezimra. We'll do one more line of Psalms, the last line of the last Psalm. It's Kol HaNishama. If you need the words, it's chant number 23. So this brings together all the Hallelujah moments with all the nishama aspects and the sense of allness, pointing us to the third world of prayer that we'll enter in a moment. That ties it all together. Kol HaNishama Tehallelujah. Kol HaNishama, Kol HaNishama, 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 Kol HaNishama Tehallelujah.
One of the most wonderful parts of this practice is that, of course, much of our experience in this practice is happening internally. And we are cultivating a quality of being in our experience and relating to our experience. And so there's a part of it that feels like, oh, I could do this on my own. And of course, we do this practice on our own in many ways. But one of the beautiful things about being on retreat with other people is that we're with other people. And it never ceases to amaze me at the beginning of a retreat, and even more so at the beginning of a cohort, that we come together and it's kind of like, oh, here are all these strangers. And you'll see, day by day, we will become more and more of a community. And about a year from now, we'll look around the same room at basically the same faces. And I think we'll really have a different sense that we are in this practice together. I need you. You need me. We need each other. This community of practice is totally unique. And part of the holiness of this community and being engaged in this practice as a community is that each of us is here. And each of our souls is here. The light from each of our souls is here. So in a moment, we'll rise for the Baruch Hu, our call to prayer, which requires a community. And so as we rise and we bend and bow, let's bow to the sense that we are in this together. That we, even if we don't speak to each other, we are relying upon each other and we are held by one another. It is a great gift. The Baruch Hu is chant 25, and this way is east. Feel part of this community as we bless the source of being.
Baruch Hu et Yamevorach, Bruchayam Vorachat Leolam
Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech, Ose Shalom Uvore Takol. Forming light, creating darkness, making peace, creating the whole. One of the things our sages noticed is that if you read the story of creation closely, you see that on the first day, light is separated from darkness. But the sun is created on the fourth day. So they ask the question, what is the light that exists on the first day? And this is a theme that's picked up in many places in the tradition, in the Talmud and in the Zohar and by the Hasidic masters, that there is a kind of light that is not dependent upon the sun. There's a kind of light that exists from the very beginning of creation, from the very beginning of time. And if you look at the way this prayer was formulated, it's not past tense. Once upon a time there was light. Once upon a time, right, there was darkness. Once upon a time, peace was created. But rather, there's an ongoing, ever unfolding really revelation of this light, of this supernal light. And so as we chant Yotzer Or, see if we can open to a kind of light that doesn't depend upon light bulbs or the sun, and see if we can feel that light that is always flowing through us, that enlivens each and every cell, Yatsarawar.
Yotzer or uvore choshe, ose shalom uvore et akol. Yotzer or uvore choshe, ose shalom uvore et akol. Yotzer or uvore choshe, ose shalom uvore et akol. Yotzer or uvore choshe, O say shalom uvore et akol. Forming a light, creating darkness, making peace, creating the whole. Yotzer or uvore choshe, O say shalom uvore et akol. Yotzer or uvore choshe, O say shalom uvore et akol. Yotzer or uvore choshe, O say shalom uvore et You can be seated. We're going to chant Ahava Rabba, Ahav Tanu, as a melody I'll teach you. And from that place, we'll go right into the Shema. So we're saying, with a great love, you have loved us. I think it's in the nature of the universe that there is a tremendous force that is forming the universe up. So sort of drawing off of the Jewish mystical tradition, I think about love as being connected to the Vav, the level of Ruach. That's the section of the prayers we just came out of, where all the hallelujahs are. It's the force that is bringing everything together and forming us up. So it's also called Olam Yetzira. And I think when we, at least in my experience, and I know in the experience of many people, when we stop being so caught up in our conceptualizing minds, which cause separation, which make us feel separate, when it gets quiet, just when it gets quiet, that love is clear. It's only when we're confused in our thinking. We don't have to make the love happen. It's there. We're just cut off from it because we get so confused. So I've never heard anybody talk about how when they really get quiet, they see how bleak it is. It's sort of not people's experience. Is when I really quiet down, there is this experience of being loved. We're not always in touch with it, but I think it's really there. I think it's there before human beings came into being. I think it's a force that is pulling this universe, forming this universe, into something magnificent. So we want to try to touch into the possibility that maybe that's there, Ahava Rabba Ahav Tanu, that we're all really being loved by this great love. So the melody I'd like to use, I learned this from Sheila Katz this year. She says this is a melody that in Thich Nhat Hanh's community, the monks and the nuns sing this melody back and forth to each other. They do it to a divine name, which is the divine name for compassion. So it's a melody where they're calling out about compassion to each other. Avalokiteshvara is the name of that force of love. But really it's sort of love calling out to love and responding with love. So I'll just put it with the words and you can join in as you pick up the melody. And after we finish singing that, we'll go right into the Shema. Ahava Rabba Ahav Tanu, Ahava Rabba Ahav Tanu, Ahava.
Ahavtanu. Ahavaraba. 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 Ahavtanu. Once more. Ahavaraba. Ahavtanu. Ahavaraba. Ahavtanu. Ahavaraba. Ahavtanu.
We'll now prepare for the Shema, our affirmation that we can bear witness moment after moment to the ever-unfolding unity of all being. You'll see, as it is on the sheet here, which follows the form of the written Torah, that the ayin, the last letter of the first word, and the dalet, the last letter of the last word, are enlarged, spelling aid, witness, witness. The Shema is a call to bear witness. What is the truth of this moment? What are the truths of this moment, this ever-unfolding moment in which we find ourselves in the vast sea of being? Like the fish doesn't usually know or ever that the fish swims in the water. And so too, we may not realize that we swim in this vast sea of being, which our tradition marks with this name of the divine, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. And so when we say Adonai Echad, I think we're affirming that we can actually bear witness to that we are swimming in this vast sea of being. All that was Hayah, all that is Hoveh, and all that will be Yihyeh. And we come to that place of bearing witness from a place of feeling loved. Ahava Rabbah. So we won't chant that today. We'll chant other things with Ahava at this point in other days. But as we pause and prepare ourselves for affirming this capacity to bear witness with the Shema, I invite you to just feel loved and see if you can come into this place of bearing witness from a place of feeling loved. Because it might not always feel this way. I speak from experience. But we are worthy of feeling loved. We are worthy of love in a profound way. We don't have to deserve it. We just receive it. And so we'll pause, we'll feel that love, and in a few moments we'll say the Shema together, bearing witness to this great sea of being.
Shema.
Take the next 10 minutes for finishing the paragraphs after the Shema and a private prayer, a standing prayer if you'd like. Come back together in prayer in 10 minutes. Chant number 35.
Yehi u'liratzon Yimrefi v'hegyon libi Lefanecha haya Tzuri v'goali. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be aligned with you, Yah, my rock and my redeemer.
One of the most important parts of this practice for me, one of the greatest benefits that I think I've received from this practice, is that I am training in my capacity to not run from pain and difficulty, from narrowness, constriction, as it is my habit to do, as a living being. I'm training breath after breath, moment after moment, in being with that which is here. And as Joanna taught last night so poignantly, we're not trying to become beings that are without any cracks. We're not trying to pretend that the good life is a life that is devoid of any awareness of narrowness or constriction. But rather, in this practice, we cultivate our capacity for actually turning towards that which is difficult. I find it so profound that this line from the Psalms, the same psalm we chanted yesterday, actually, but a different line, Psalm 118, which I wrote here on the board. Min ha-metzar karatiya va'anani va'merchavya. From the narrow place I called out to Yah, I was answered with divine expansiveness. So it doesn't say, I ran away from the narrow place, and then I was able to call out to Yah. But rather, it's by being with that experience of metzar, right, of narrowness, of constriction. It's from that place, and being with that place, and present, and holding it, and letting it soften our hearts, letting it break open our hearts, perhaps. It's from that place that we're able to call out and receive the expansiveness of this moment. And so as we are beginning this month of ER, today the first of ER, may we set an intention that by returning over and over to as honest and courageous an awareness of this moment with all of its expressions, that from that place we're able to receive fullness, wholeness, liberation, expansiveness.
Mina metsa harkarati anani va merchavya mina metsa karati anani va merchavya anani 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 va merchavya anani 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 va merchavya mina metzar karatia anani va merchavya mina metzar karatia anani va merchavya anani 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 va merchavya anani 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 va merchavya mina metzar karatia anani va merchavya mina metzar karatia anani va merchavya anani 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 va merchavya anani 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 va merchavya.
Kaddisha Tom, Warner's Kaddish. Yitkadal v'yitkadash shemei rabba. V'yalma divra chirte v'yamlich machute. V'chayechon v'yomechon v'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael. Ba'agala v'zman kariv v'yimru. Amin. Yehe shemei rabba mevarach le'olam ome amaya. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnase. Vitadar vit ale vitalal shmed kusha brichu. Leela min kol berchata vishirata. Tush bechata venechamata. Da amiran bialma vimru. Amen. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya. Bechayim alenu vel kol Israel vimru. Amen. O se shalom bimramav. Huya se shalom alenu vel kol Israel. Yal kol yoshvei tevel. Vimru. Amen.
So I find it incredibly hopeful that my motivation for this practice is not mine alone, that I can remember to draw upon the forces of the universe that conspire towards openness and peace. And I also find it incredibly hopeful that I don't do this practice for myself alone, that in fact, as I do it for myself, it benefits all other beings on this planet. So in that way, I have a really, really deeply personal sense that I'm connected to everything that was, to everything that is, and to everything that will be. So we just take a moment to remind ourselves that we do this practice for all beings everywhere, for the sake of all peoples in need, for the sake of all beings everywhere, far and near, high and low, those we see, those we don't, and for the sake of this whole changing, growing, enlivening planet. So if you can just go inside for a moment and make that commitment to show up with everything that you have and to send it forth as you go through your day so that all beings can be blessed with your earnest attempt to be present, to be open, to be compassionate, to connect. And we say, Amen.